Social distancing measures are giving new life to some old types of pop culture. With movie theaters closed to keep customers and employees safe, people are reinvigorating another way to appreciate films, the drive-in. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt traveled to the opening weekend of Oregon's Milton Freewater Drive-In Theater. Here's her audio diary.
Okay, so introductions first. I'm Courtney Flatt, and you normally hear me report on environment stories, but today we're going to burn some fuel and head to a drive-in movie about an hour away or so. And in the car with me, I have my sometimes chauffeur and all-the-time roommate, Sarah Schilling. Say hi, Sarah.
Hi there, all you cats and kittens.
So, as you can tell, we've been watching a lot of Netflix, and we really miss going to the movies, so we're going to remedy that today and head to the drive-in. Off we go. So I want to introduce you to some of our friends who we often go to the movies with in real life, but now they're just gonna caravan with us.
Hey dudes!
Hey Biggers!
Hi! I guess this is 6 feet apart.
You ready?
Yeah, we'll follow you. That's cool.
Like any great road trip, we have to pick a soundtrack. So what you gonna pick, DJ Sarah? To make a little bit of a confession, we saw 64 movies in the theater last year, and even wrote a tiny little newsletter that we sent out.
Ooh, we could do, this is a good one. This one's for John, right?
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery.
And we are now turning into Oregon, into the city of Milton Freewater, where we're gonna go to the Milton Freewater Drive-In Theater.
Here it is. So excited!
We got here about an hour after they opened the gates, and there's still a line snaking out the parking lot to get in. They're only allowing about 100 cars in to keep social distancing. And yeah, we're moving slowly up the line. The ticket takers are wearing gloves and masks. Like, we should be putting
should
on our masks
mask
right
on?
Now. Yeah. And this is what we sound like talking with our masks on.
How's it going?
Hi, good. It's Schilling, Sarah Schilling.
Right, just two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do ask that you park about 8 to 10 feet away from the other cars.
Okay.
One thing that's a little different with the social distancing measures in place is we kind of have to yell back and forth with our friends, the Picker family.
How's it going?
Good. Can you see there?
Yeah. Can you guys see?
Yeah.
Cool.
This is their 12-year-old daughter.
Hi, I'm Cadence. I'm excited because this is my first time coming to an outdoor movie, and I'm excited also because I really like dog movies, and this is about a dog.
Oh, and I forgot to mention they're playing Call of the Wild tonight.
Awesome. That'll be good.
Well, I hope you enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Thank you. You too.
Well, should we get some snacks?
Okay.
The popcorn smells so good.
It does.
People are standing pretty far apart from each other, and there's one line to order your snacks and a separate place to go pick them up.
Hi there.
Can I have a popcorn?
Yeah, large or small?
Large, I guess. Thank you so much.
We'll have everything right over here.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, can you help me carry these back to the car?
Is it starting?
Good evening, folks, and a hearty welcome to our drive-in theater.
So much fun.
Why do you think it's fun?
It's, in a weird way, something that you're sharing with the people you're going with, and even, like, all these strangers, because you're all seeing something together.
And that's kind of a cool thing now, because we can't share as many things, because we're all socially distant. I won't spoil anything for you in case you really want to see the movie and haven't read the book, so fast forward to the end.
Yay! What'd you guys think?
We loved it.
It was fun seeing a movie with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, can we follow you back to the Tri-Cities?
Guess it's back home we go. But first, one more song for the road. Courtney Flatt with Sarah Schilling, Cadence, Jamie, Shane, and Corey Picker at the movies. This is the only way I'm ever gonna get to sing on the radio.
You probably can't really hear us.